There are faces that I see and I recognize, and I guess those that I see and recognize can see and recognize Anne Crawley. I sometimes talk about Anne as being a girl. I'm very sorry, but I've known Anne since she was 20-something years younger. But tell us, Anne, what happened to you in a hospital 5 years ago, Bedford Hospital, because we've just been told by Matt, come and see, the Lord is good.
Well, right 5 years ago in Bedford Hospital, I'd just been for an eye test, and they said that really there's nothing we can do for you but to register you blind and just hope that your eyesight doesn't get any worse.
Shall I ask the silly question? All interviewers always ask silly questions. What then did it feel like?
It was absolutely devastating. I really didn't know how to carry on. And there was a real sense of loss. But eventually, I came to accept, okay, God, you know, if this is what you've chosen for me, you can bring me through it. And I trust that your grace is sufficient.
Okay, let's wind back or forward to 2 years ago. By this time, you've been referred to...
By this time, I'd been referred to Moorfields and been given a diagnosis of retinal cone dystrophy.
Right. And presuming they can heal that?
No.
What does... Well, we learned together, didn't we, what dystrophy means. It's everything to do with a shriveling and dying of the muscles of your retina. So 2 years ago, you're at Moorfields, eye test. How much vision did you have?
2 years ago, I had 6% vision. And then I went back a year ago, and they said it's really much less than 6% vision.
Yeah, so that's 1/20. We talk about 20/20 vision, so you were less than 1/1 vision. White stick?
Yeah, I had a white stick, and I couldn't tolerate any kind of light. I mean, even this kind of light, I really couldn't tolerate at all.
Right. Okay, July the 27th.
Okay, July the 27th. Well, we heard... It was a service on, we were going through the senses and it was about sight. And we heard how Jesus rubbed mud into a blind man's eyes and then he was able to see. Several of us thought, yeah, we can rub mud into my eyes and pray. So we did.
Yep, that's right. that's really all that happened, actually. Except God moved in at that point, didn't he?
He did.
And you'd got a bit of, you said, what did you say? You said you ought to read something.
Yeah, well, when Jesus healed people when he was on earth, he asked them to do something that they couldn't do before. So I felt it was really important to try and read something. Now, I hadn't read for 5 years, so I felt it was really important to just try and read anything. So I did.
Well, that's right. You asked Lorraine, who gave you a prayer sheet that the kids had used to pray. And what did you say?
Well, I read it.
That's right. I think Lorraine said... I think Lorraine said it would be very helpful if you could read that out loud, didn't she? Actually.
Yeah.
And it was just an incredible thing. So the next day... You got on a bus and went to Cambridge with your mum and your sister?
Yes, I got on a bus and went to Cambridge. I didn't need my bus pass, but then I was able to pay the bus driver. I hadn't been able to, when I was handling money, I hadn't been able to see what on earth it was I was holding. But I was able to pay the bus driver and look out the windows and see the sheep and the flowers. I hadn't seen them for years.
We were very scared about ringing you up that night because we just didn't know how you were, what had happened. By the way, why didn't you use your bus pass to go to Cambridge?
Because I was no longer eligible for it.
Right. Rang you up on the Monday and you said that you'd booked yourself in for an advanced eye test on the Tuesday at an optician in Bedford you didn't know.
Yeah.
What did he do as part of that?
Well, as part of that, They took an X-ray of the retinas, which had previously been damaged. They took an X-ray of the retinas, and she said, they're both perfectly normal.
Okay. And just let's give us a couple of things that have happened since, Anne. Apart from the fact that I've noticed you wearing eyeshadow in church, you don't normally see people who are blind putting eyeshadow on their eyelids, but there you go.
I can do cross stitch. I can ride a bike. I can read normal print books. I can tell the time. Go up and downstairs. The first time I went up and downstairs, I did it again just because I could.
Yeah, that's great. Good. I think that's about it. Well, we've had our time.